Thank the Lord this morning for the love of God and for what it means to us today. The Lord had given me a message. I've been seeking the Lord and He gave me a message for this week. And then kind of at the last minute, the Lord put that one on hold for another time and put another burden on my heart. And I was asking the Lord, He gave me the thought, but it's like, Lord, I don't know where you want me to go with this. I don't know what's behind this. I was very moved by the Spirit when He began talking to me, and this is what the Lord gave me to share for this morning on the subject of the forgotten Christ. I'd like to begin in the book of Deuteronomy, in the 8th chapter, in the 11th verse. The instruction was given to the children of Israel. He said, beware. Now, if someone says beware of something, it means to be very cautious. There's a lot of signs that say beware of dog. I am someone that when I see a sign that the owner says beware of my dog, I'm going to pay attention. Because there are a lot of dogs that are not friendly. So that word beware means to be very cautious and very careful. When the scripture says to beware, I would say it would behoove us to take note of what it says. In other words, this is not just a casual thing as, oh yeah, you ought to look at the little nice little dog over here. Someone says beware of that dog. It means you be careful. When the Lord says beware, He is saying you be very careful and pay attention to what I'm saying. The scripture here said beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes which I command thee this day. We can look at the first part and say, well, of course we're not going to forget God. We know He's there. But He went on and said, don't forget God in keeping His commandments. In other words, you might have a head knowledge of God, but if you're not keeping His commandments, you have forgotten Him. Because by definition, to forget means to mislay or to remove, to lose the remembrance of, but it has a deeper definition. To forget means to slight or to neglect. If I say, oh, I forgot to do this, it means it left my memory. It left my remembrance. But you can also forget something when you are neglecting it. It's still in your memory, but you're not being diligent and you're not being careful. And God told the children of Israel here, He said, beware that you don't forget God in keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes that I have commanded you. Well, in the Old Testament, the children of Israel so often, you just can read through it, and they so often forgot God. So often they would turn to idol worship. There were many times that they remembered God in what they professed. But they were not keeping the commandments of God. We read often of the children of Israel not reading the law of God, so they begin to neglect the statutes. The things the Lord said, I want you to do this, through neglect of the reading of the Word, they forgot God. And keep in mind, forgetting God does not mean that we have removed Him from our intellect. But we can also be neglecting His commandments and His statutes. The reason, have you seen signs around? We are in the month of December. And people talk about the reason for the season. Have you heard that expression? Do you know, we say, what really is the season? You know, Christmas traditionally is a pagan holiday. The winter solstice was celebrated, and this is going back many, many hundreds and hundreds of years, where the sun was worshipped. It's going back thousands of years. The sun was worshipped, And that is the origin when people say Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Christ. Historically, that is not the case. All right? December, in this time of year, it was really a time that the pagans worshiped the sun. Celebration that darkness is over and we're beginning now to have a little bit longer days after the winter solstice. The Roman festival of Saturnalia honored the Roman god Saturn. And during that time, there was human sacrifice. It was a time of much partying. A time of a lot of debauchery. People would go out and sing out in the street. Sound familiar? But many times they would go out unclothed and sing in the streets. Lots of, and we won't get into the details, let me just use the word debauchery. But there was a lot of very evil, wicked, fleshly things taking place at this time of year. And then December 25th was when the Romans celebrated the birthday of the unconquered sun, the pagan god Mithra. December 25th had special significance. So when people say the reason of the season, just historically understand that we're not talking about Christ. We're not even talking about God. We are talking about a very pagan festival. And many of the traditions and the practices of people even today, Christ was not even forgotten because he was never in it. And I think it would be important for us to at least remember that this morning. So what is it that our world celebrates today? Because, you know, most people are not out celebrating worshiping the sun god. That's true. But many of the practices are very pagan in their origin. And I will go a step further and say that is the reason, and I will speak personally, that in our home there are certain things that we don't observe, because I wonder if the Lord looked on them, is he going to say, oh, they're honoring Christ? Or is God's memory going to go to people that did those things as a worship to pagan gods? And I want, whatever we do, we want to do to the glory of God. I want, if this is a time that we remember Christ, I want to be sure Christ is really the focus. This season and time of year, for some it's a holiday. A time free from work and school. Is there anything wrong with that? That sounds pretty good. There's nothing wrong with holidays in and of themselves. It's a time for gifts, a time for fellowship. There's nothing wrong with those things. For some, it's a time of special connection for family. For some, especially in business world, it's a time to make money. That's why the time of shopping is the day after Thanksgiving called Black Friday. Because many retailers have been operating in the red all year at a loss. And they don't begin to make a profit until the day after Thanksgiving. That's why it's called Black Friday. Because they're profitable the last month or month and a half of the whole year. Well, for some, this time of year is a time of a lot of stress. Christmas is just a time of stress. Does that sound like the Lord's honored by that? Does it sound, for some it's a time there's a lot of depression during this season. Because maybe I don't have family. Maybe I don't have people that are wanting to connect with me. Maybe I don't have anybody that's showing me any special attention, and it can be a time of a lot of depression in this time of year as well. But for some, it is a time to promote Christ. I would ask, in our country, is Jesus the reason? You've heard the saying, Jesus is the reason for the season. I would ask myself, is that true? Is our nation celebrating Christ at this time of year? Are the things that they're doing, are they doing it with the purpose and the motivation of honoring Jesus as the Son of God? You can answer that based on the evidence that you see. I would give us a caution this morning, and keep in mind where we started. Beware. Lest thou forget not the Lord, lest thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments, in his judgments, in his statutes. The caution is that everything that we do, not just in the month of December, but in January, and in February, and in March, that everything that we do should be done to the glory of God. That whatever our practices are, that we do them, that Christ is center and forefront of what we do. That we don't do things that Christ would be, that we would be ashamed if the Lord were to come into our presence. I want the Lord to be honored and glorified. I don't want the Lord to have to kind of hang his head, so to speak, when he looks down and says, yes, those are some of my people. And you see what they're doing and seeing their practices. And folks, everything that we do should be honoring God. And you know, this is where it really is a personal walk this morning. It's not every decision that we all make in our homes. You know, all of us, there are some minor differences. I believe as a people this morning that we won't be too far apart in our practices and lifestyle when we allow the Word of God to be the foundation of our life. With that said, we need to be mature enough to recognize that there are going to be some minor differences sometimes in some things. Some people may do this and I don't do that, but maybe there's something I do that you don't do. And we need to give each other a little bit of that room, and that's part of being family, isn't it? The family of God. But in everything that you do, I want to challenge you to consider, let Christ be the hub and the center. Let him be the focus. In most quarters of the earth, and this comes to where we've written on the board, the forgotten Christ. In most quarters of the earth, Christ has been forgotten. The true Christ has been forgotten. Christ is remembered by some as a historical figure. To some, he is remembered as the Son of God. To some, he is kind of the center of having an identity. Coming together on Sunday, churches are full today of people that are kind of having a party, bringing in the bands, bringing in the entertainment, doing things to make them feel good, but yet not getting something that makes a lasting impact on their soul. So who is Christ to you this morning? It's not enough that we have a head knowledge that he is the Son of God. Forget not the Lord. Folks, Christ has been forgotten by so many. To some, it has become a traditional lifestyle that we claim Christ as our head. And so it identifies who we are because of our lifestyle. But personally, we may not be experiencing the real peace of Christ. The real victory of Christ. For churches that do that, are they bringing honor and glory to God? You know, tradition among us this morning, tradition does not save anybody. There are good traditions. There are godly traditions. There are traditions that we are going to get in trouble real fast if we depart from. But folks, to stand alone on tradition does not bring victory in our soul. In our tradition, have we forgotten Christ? Our world, to a large extent, our country has forgotten Christ. Not that he was ever there to start with, but even those that say Christ is the reason, I wonder, are people really remembering the true Christ in this season? Over in the book of Acts, in the 11th chapter, you know that people, I don't know the percent of people that claim to be Christians in this country. It's actually still more than 50% of people that claim to be Christians. But do you realize that many professing Christians have forgotten Christ in the Christian? I'd like to read to you when the saints were first called Christians. In Acts chapter 11, beginning with verse 25. Acts 11, 25. It said, "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church. And they taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." Now this is the first occasion in the scripture that the saints of God, people that were following Christ, they were called Christians. Now there is a lack of historical evidence to clearly know who it was that called them Christians. There are at least three possibilities. Some believe that the people of Antioch, the people that live there, started calling the followers of Christ Christians. There are some that believe that it was Barnabas and Paul that were the ones that took that term to call, that called the saints there Christians. And one of the things that is interesting is that the word, when it said they were called Christian, most times in the Greek when that word called is used, it was used meaning a divine intimate oracle, or to utter an oracle. And it's interesting that most of the times it had significance when God was giving divine communication to man, that same Greek word was used. Now, again, I'm not building a case and saying definitively that's what it was. There were some that used this word as a derogatory term. They're Christians. And what they meant was, you are followers of Christ. It was typical of that time that you would be called after your teacher. So whatever philosopher you were studying under, you were known by that name. So if you're followers of Christ, you are Christians. But if it was a divine oracle of God communicated through Paul and Barnabas that these are Christians, I am not ashamed to claim that name. And if it is a name that the world used as a derogatory term against followers of Christ, I am still not ashamed, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning. It is an honor to be called a Christian. For so many, they have forgotten Christ out of the Christian. There's two other scriptures in the New Testament that use the word Christian. There's only three places in the New Testament. Do you know that regardless of what people think about it, a Christian is someone that is following their master, observing his teaching, remembering his statutes, forming their life and their spirit and their love, their affections, based upon the teaching of the Master. I don't want to forget Christ this morning. Over in Acts 26, you may remember when King Agrippa said to Paul, he said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be what? To be a Christian. Almost thou persuadest me." But I wonder, I don't believe he was talking about Christians that have forgotten Christ. When he was talking to Paul, he reasoned. Remember when Felix reasoned, wasn't it, of justice and of judgment and of things to come? He considered what it meant to follow Christ. The other verse is in 1 Peter 4:16. He said, "If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God." If you suffer as a Christian. But do you know that people that are taking Christ out of Christian, and they have the name, and they still go to church, there's not a lot of suffering going on. Can you recognize who a true Christian is in our world today? The United States in the past was known as a Christian nation. And I have shared here before, I've spoken with people from Muslim countries, predominantly Muslim countries, and their understanding of what it meant to be a Christian was based upon the things they saw coming out of our country. And I had to tell them that's not what it means to be a Christian. If you suffer as a Christian because of your faith in Christ this morning, Peter said, don't be ashamed. Young people and children, don't be ashamed of being a Christian. Don't forget Christ. You can find places that you can go to church this morning, and you can find people of fellowship with that will say that they are Christians, but you have to ask, is Christ here? Are we remembering Christ? Are we remembering what He taught? Are we following His observances? Well, I want to share with you what it means to be a Christian in just in part. But Jesus said, if any man will come after me, in other words, if any man will be a Christian, if you're going to follow me, He said to do what? Let him, yes, one of them He said, keep my commandments. Another one said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Has Christ been forgotten in our world? How many Christians are taking up their cross and following the Lord? If you love me, Jesus said, that's what Brother Cook was referring to, if you love me, keep my commandments. We live in a world that is honoring Christ with their mouth, but Jesus Himself in His own time said, your heart is far from me. You honor God with your mouth, but your heart's far from it. This morning, the forgotten Christ, where is He? Is He in Christians? He ought to be. And I can't do anything about anybody else, but I can say, Lord, help me not to forget You. I claim to be a Christian this morning, but I don't want to forget Christ. I don't want to fall into a pattern of living a traditional lifestyle because I was raised knowing that we don't do this and we dress this way and we don't go here and we don't do that. That's good. I'm glad I was raised that way. But do you know that the carnal man can live that way without their heart having been changed? The reason we should be living like we are and living a lifestyle of holiness is because Christ is in our life. Because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, I don't want to forget Christ in my tradition. I don't want to forget Christ in what I do. Jesus told the woman that was caught in adultery, He said, go and do what? Sin no more. How many Christian churches are teaching that today? How many? They've forgotten Christ. The message that many are teaching and promoting today is everybody sins more or less. Everybody sins. Yes, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to Jesus Christ that gave us the victory. See? The Lord Jesus elevated us. Are we too going to forget Christ? Are we going to be able to remember Christ when the world says everybody's a sinner? You're just self-righteous. No, we can't live righteous in our own strength, but because of Jesus Christ, we can overcome sin. Think about adultery for a moment. I looked up and I saw some statistics, and I'm not going to share them all, but you know, there's quite a large percent of professing Christians that commit adultery. Where is Christ? He's been forgotten. And they say, I'm a Christian, and yet I'm not staying faithful to my husband or my wife. And Jesus told the adulterous woman, go and don't do it anymore. I don't condemn you. I forgive you. I'm enabling you to go and do what you didn't have the power to do in your own strength. Folks, let's not forget Christ. Divorce and remarriage. It's all around in our world. People say, well, we can't help it. This is the way it is. Have they forgotten Christ? Remember what Jesus taught on that subject? If you put away your wife and you marry another, you commit what? Adultery. That's what Jesus said. But we're Christians, and so we've kind of changed with the times. And are we then really Christians? The forgotten Christ. We live in a world that, you know that there are 40 to 50 million abortions a year in our world. 125,000 abortions a day. 20 to 40% in the United States. 20 to 40% of pregnancies end with intentional abortion. Now, there may be some more closer up-to-date statistics from 2017, but in the last few years, one statistic I saw was four out of every 10 pregnancies ending with abortion. Another one I saw was 2 out of every 10. And this is a country that professes to be Christian. Christ has been forgotten, folks. It's not enough to name the name of Christ. The scripture says, whosoever nameth the name of Christ, let him do what? Depart from iniquity. The forgotten Christ. To be a follower of Christ, Jesus taught us that to be great, we need to become a servant. Jesus taught us that it is more blessed to what? To give than to receive. At this time of year, is it wrong to exchange gifts? I don't think so. No. But Jesus did say it's more blessed to give. Children, you need to listen. It is more blessed to give. If this time is about what I can get and give me, give me, give me, have we forgotten Christ? The scripture says it's more blessed to give. And that is the beauty, and this is a commendation. Do you know that this is the beauty of the overwhelming support for Project Christmas Blessing this year? That inspires me. That just as few as we are, $28,000, not quite $28,000 was raised. Someone was thinking of someone beside themselves. That there are people that are going hungry at night, sleeping, that they're malnourished, they have no blankets, they're cold at night, and now there will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that can go to bed with some food and a blanket, having heard about Jesus Christ. That inspires me. Christ was not forgotten in that. But tomorrow, I don't want to forget Christ in what I do tomorrow either. In how I celebrate, I don't want to forget Christ. I don't want to go the way of the world. There's no such thing as Santa, but there is such thing as Christ. There's someone that taught me that it's more blessed to give. There's someone that taught me to be great is to be humble. There's someone that taught me that you can overcome your sin through my power. Jesus taught us that if we were to love God, if we were to follow God and love, He said, love God with all of your heart. Has Christ been forgotten in our world? Jesus taught us that, you know, you love your friends and you love your families. And in our society, that's not even happening very much. I've seen mothers not without love, without natural love of their children because their minds and hearts were turned to other things of this world. And they're killing out the natural love that God gave to them for their children. Jesus said though, He said, I say unto you, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. What is the philosophy of our world that they're promoting? Look out for yourself. Don't let anybody ride over your head. Had someone shared recently with someone, or someone had a bad spirit. I'll just say it like it is. They had a wrong spirit and a bad spirit, and I was giving some caution to a couple of people. I said, be careful in your dealings with them because you cannot satisfy a bad spirit. You can't satisfy. There's nothing you can do. And I've had the unfortunate reality, at least I could put a number on it, of how many bad spirits I've had to deal with in my ministry. You can't ever do anything right when you're dealing with a bad spirit. When the devil's in the mix and someone's spirit is not humble before God, there are people you can't do anything right. Folks, then you have to back off and leave them with God at certain of those times. But what are we doing with people in our life? Have we forgotten Christ? He said forgive. So if it's someone you know with a bad spirit, forgive them. That's our job. You still pray for them. Do what you can for them, whatever that means. But be a follower of Christ. This morning, to the church at Sardis, before I read that scripture, I want to share another statistic. 75% of young people, and this is a warning to you young people, 75% of the young people in this country have been involved with something psychic or witchcraft, and that's more than just horoscopes. Folks, horoscopes has nothing to do with God. Let's put that on the record this morning. But even beyond the horoscopes, dealing with playing games of witchcraft, getting into psychic type things, 75% of young people in this country, young people even in jest or in play, do not mess with things from psychic things, witchcraft, magic. Do not play with it. Do not open up your mind to it, because there are real powers in this world that are contrary to the power of God. Be careful. There's a lot of games out there. Now it's not just the board games. There's lots of computer games. Will you be very, very careful about what you allow yourself to start getting? Because what the devil's done, he tries to put a pretty picture on it and tries to lower down our resistance to forces that are not from God. You know, the fleshly industry in this country, sinful fleshly industry, is worth over $10 to $14 billion is being spent a year in this country. And this is considered a Christian nation. I will say I appreciate some of the foundational principles of Christianity that shaped this country. But folks, a name does not make us Christian. Because we come to church here and say we're part of the church of God, and that's the church that was in the Bible. We didn't pull that out of thin air. That's the name God gave His people in the Bible. But do you know, we are only Christians this morning as we remember Christ. I don't want to forget Christ in my life, in my family, in the congregation. I want to remember Him. But Christ has largely been forgotten in our society. Christmas in our country, is it really about Christ? Not for most people. Because Christ has been forgotten. He said, if you remember me, you're going to keep my statutes. You're not going to do things to dishonor my name. Over in the book of Revelation, this will be our last scripture, in Revelation chapter 3 in the 3rd verse, he was talking to the church at Sardis, and he said, remember therefore, remember, bring to mind, recall how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. Folks, I want to challenge us this morning in the love of God. Let's not forget Christ. Because Christ has largely been forgotten. And we want to remember this morning and remind ourselves what it means to be a Christian. Someone says, well, what are your beliefs? This? Well, I'm an agnostic, or I'm this religion, or I'm that religion. When we say we are Christian, our world has diluted what that means. But what it really means to be a Christian is to love God with all your heart. It means to remember Him not on Sunday. It's not about coming here having a party. We could bring in lots of entertainment this morning. And you know, if we change what we taught, we could have more people here. Because there are plenty of people that one time worshiped here that have left because they wanted the things of this world. But are we willing to stand faithful and remember Christ? To love Him? To say no to the world? To say no to sin? To say yes to holiness, to say yes to purity, to say yes to lifetime marriage, to say yes to that which is clean and good and loving and of good report. That starts sounding familiar, doesn't it? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he said, think on these things. So when someone says, are you a Christian? And you say, I am a Christian. Folks, that is a very meaningful word. So while the world has forgotten Christ, may the Lord help us to follow Him. And not just because of a traditional lifestyle that is, has a lot of good to it, but that we are following and living like we are because of Christ. So, have modern Christians forgotten Christ? You answer that question within yourself this morning. Has Christ been forgotten? If Jesus were here, as He was 2,000 years ago, teaching the same things that He taught 2,000 years ago, how many churches today would accept Him behind their pulpits and accept Him in their fellowship, teaching the radical change of life that Jesus taught? How many would accept Him? I want us individually and as a people this morning to always stay open to the presence and the teachings of Jesus Christ, that He would not be forgotten in our lives. Amen.